Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
God bless you, Blood River Radio family. I know you are blessed because, listen, this series that we're putting together, like if you just tuned in, this is the second class. It's actually a college-level class. I don't know any – you couldn't get this at West Point or VMI the way we're doing tonight. We've got people that have been in the field that have done everything you can think of. We have experts in every – just about every area that you would want for somebody to come in to defend – to put an organization together to defend your people, the white race. And you know what, people? Dr. Hill emphasized that we've been emphasizing on Blood River Radio. We're in one hell of a danger. There's no doubt about it. The people that we're up against, our enemy, it will rest at nothing short of our death. They want to exterminate us. They want to wipe us off the face of the earth. And that's why, I know I may be repeating myself, that's why we're putting these classes together. I don't know how long they're going to last. They're going to last until we get through. But we're trying to tell you people, I know I'm repeating myself, but that's how we learn. We're trying to put together with Blood River Radio and all these experts, they've graciously dedicated their time to come on for you people out there. They're teaching, you're getting a college-level class for free from the greatest experts I know of. So if you would be appreciative of them, if you will, say prayers for them, because they are really, I just can't give them enough praise. Now, as you might not know, we have Michael Tubbs coming on, and I didn't say in the last, we introduced him as Green Beret, special operations, special forces, but I didn't say because I wasn't 100% sure. Michael Tubbs, he is also the head honcho of the Florida League of the South. And Rand says that they met the Florida League. He's really highly impressed with the Florida League. He said that may be the model that all the rest of the states, like Alabama, Oklahoma, Tennessee, may need to model themselves after. But anyway, people, we're going to start up right after we left off, maybe a little bit different area of expertise, but we've got Michael Tubbs on, and he has he's got some manuals. I didn't know the League of the South developed all these manuals of operations. So now I'm going to shut up, and we're going to welcome the one and only Michael Tubbs, the hero of Charlottesville, my big, big younger brother, little brother. God bless you, Michael, for coming on. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I am nothing short of excellent, younger. Sir. I thank you for the opportunity to be with you tonight. I would like to say, though, you do – pumped me up quite a bit, but I'm just a regular guy who's been through some extraordinary circumstances, and everything that I am and everything I know is purely a gift from God for my people. And I would be very hesitant to ever consider myself an expert or a hero in any way, but I'll do the best I can for my people.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ain't an expert, I'll tell you what, you get mighty, you're about as close as you can get. You certainly do. And I'll never forget, I've told the people on the radio, You really helped me out. You saved me up there in Charlottesville. That big old table, it was like a giant piece of table or something that our guys were using to try to keep the Antifa and the BLM out of Lee Park. And I was up there right on the line trying to take photographs, sending them back to James. I was a co-host with the Political Cesspool then. And I was up there. I got the job. It was my very first job as a field reporter for Liberty News Radio. In fact, I still have my credentials, my press credentials for Liberty News Radio. I had to wear one of these CCS suits up there, and because I went up there as a news reporter. I had to be on my best behavior because we didn't want to get Liberty News Radio taken off the air and fined and put in jail. But I was right up there on the line, and that there was one hell of a fight going on between our guys and the communists. In that table they were using to try to keep the Antifa from coming to the park fell down, went right down my shins, man, and on top of my feet. Lord God, that hurt. And they were fighting on top of that board. I know I've told this story before, but it really impressed me. And I don't know, four, five, six guys fighting and dancing on top of that thing. I couldn't get off. I don't know if Mike even remembers doing it, but I was on one side. He was on one side. I had every micron of adrenaline in my body straining, and Mike had the other side of the thing. Somehow we got just enough clearance where I could get my feet out from under that thing. Thank God, because it hurt like hell, and I couldn't move. I was about to fall backwards because I couldn't move. Anyway, that's why I call him the hero of Charlottesville. Dr. Hill calls him the hero of Charlottesville. Everybody that was there knows that he was the man. So anyway, say hello to the people tonight, Mike.
Well, good evening, folks. I'm really glad to be here, and I pray that the Holy Spirit puts the right words in my mouth and gives you the things that you need to hear. And I got a lot of material here if Eddie will just ask the right questions.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope I have enough sense to ask. Listen, you told me the other night we were talking, and my memory's so crappy, I don't remember what night that was. I had no earthly idea in our first class when you were on, you gave the first class the night Dr. Hill came on. You told me, I was saying, well, I wish we could cover this, wish we could cover that. I wish we had some books or some manuals that goes into that and gets that, goes into that, this. It just so happened, lo and behold, the League of the South has been working on this stuff for a long time. And there are manuals, operations manuals, training manuals of all kinds. And I'm not going to give everything away because I got to be careful what I say because I don't want to give things away that's top secret, et cetera. But like I was telling Michael the other night, if we're going to teach our people, we have to teach our people. You know, we have to tell them certain things. And if the enemy is listening, to hell with them. You know, and I told Mike, maybe to put the fear of God in them if they have enough soul left. Anyway, Mike, where would you like to, on our list the other day, we talked about beans, Band-Aids, boots, and bullets. You talked about in operations. I have down, where's my little list here of stuff I was going to ask you about. Well, for instance, where would you like to, which manual would you like to? I would say probably, do you have anything, is one of these manuals, what would be kind of like the introductory chapter, book, introductory chapter? How to get our people. I guess the first thing, Mike, would be if our people are already waking up, what can we do to fire them up, to wake them up, to realize what we're talking is not BS. Our enemy, they want to destroy us, and they don't only just want us dead. They want to defecate on our graves. They hate us. They have a satanic hatred because they are of their father, the devil. And I'll shut up with that. Where would you like to go right now, Michael?
Well, sir, I don't know there's any kind of book available that would lead our people to action. Just the actions of our enemy are enough. All you have to do is turn on the news and, you know, watch social media to see how they have a plan of ethnic genocide directed towards us. So in order to prepare ourselves for the inevitable, what I would like to suggest, this is why everybody needs to have a pen and paper handy. The very first book that you should purchase is titled Resistance to Tyranny, written by Joseph P. Martino. It is an excellent book. I don't know what this guy's background was, but it's almost like this guy served in the top levels of Special Operations Command or something, because his chapters in this book deal with everything from why armed resistance, the probability of success, land navigation, camouflage and concealment, counterintelligence, assassination, sabotage, safe houses, secure areas, you name it. This guy's got it covered in this book. And if you were to buy one book, this is where I suggest that you start, Resistance to Tyranny by Joseph P. Martino.
I have heard that name. In fact, I'm writing that down myself, to Tyranny. Because you know what? I think I've heard that name somewhere. I wonder if he was in, what is that, a friend of mine who works the publishing company in Rockefeller Center gave me this book. It was about, 13 hours when the American embassy got overrun over there in, Libya? I believe, well, you probably don't know. Was he one of the special ops guys? I know there was a
Marine. I don't know what Yeah, I don't know what his background was. In fact, I think when I tried to look him up before, there was really nothing to indicate that he had had any kind of specialized background. But the important point is that I've read through this book, and it agrees with everything that they're going to teach you in special forces as far as resistance operations goes. So this guy here is the real deal. It's highly recommended. That'll get you started.
Well, you know, I guess to go from there, it's really, I tell you, this is such a broad, heavy course. It's hard, especially with my little brain, to know exactly where to start. I guess what I would say, it doesn't matter where we start, I guess, as long as we get every important point, every important aspect that our people need to know. So I guess to start off, Mike, I know I was talking to Dr. Hill the other day, and he said that the league pretty much in the manual had standardized the weapons, the rifles, revolvers, whatever. What is the standard weapon that every white man wants to defend his family and himself when the flag goes up, when it hits the fan?
First of all, let me say this about this. As soon as I start talking about particular weapon systems, there's going to be somebody out there screaming about, you know, well, my granddaddy won 2 world wars with this gun or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, there goes the music, Mike. We got to go to our first break. People, hold on just a second. We're going to give you a recommendation of what works and how to standardize our operations. Be right back, folks. Hang on your seats.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we all, we're going right back to the pro, Michael Tubbs. Forget my old brain, people. Sometimes it gets stuck in one gear. But listen, we all have our favorites. I've got a couple of 30-06s. I've had a 300 Winchester Magnum, killed an elk with a 300 Win Mag. I've killed a pile of deer with a 30-06. I love the 30-06 for hunting. For honey, it'll kill anything in the place. I've heard a man say if a 30-06 won't kill it, he'd need an elephant gun. He said it'd kill anything that walks, swims, or flies. First started hunting with the 16-gauge single shot. And we all have our favorites. But what we're talking about here, people, we're talking about survival. You know, we're not talking about bias. I'm biased to the 30-06 over the 308. And it's just, that's just an emotional thing maybe, because I tell you, you will not believe what a 308 would do. But anyway, we're going to give you the weapons that will, the recommendation that will most, that will enhance the odds of your recovery. And now, in a battlefield situation, so if we're coming in, I'm going to shut the hell up, and we're going to go back to the expert here, because he's talking some stuff I didn't even know anything about. Go ahead, little brother Mike.
Well, once again, sir, I'm not an expert, but I do have some experience. So what I would like to recommend, what the league has standardized on, and standardization is everything. When the guy next to you is shooting a different caliber and using a different magazine than the weapon that you're using, you're going to be in trouble. And it helps if you're using the same ammo, same weapon as your potential enemies are going to be using as well. So for rifles, the obvious choice is the AR-15. It's the most popular platform in North America, and it's not only a rifle, it's a weapon system. You can get this rifle in any caliber, upper receiver to mount on a lower receiver in any caliber, from 22 long rifle to 50 Browning machine gun.
Damn.
And everybody and their brother is making aftermarket accessories for the AR-15. But what you need to focus on with an AR-15 is you want to have a 5.56 millimeter NATO chamber on it, because you don't want to be shooting your battlefield pickup 5.56 ammo in a 223 Remington receiver. And practically everybody is going to the 5.56 NATO chambers anyway, so they're easy to find. But you also want to make sure that your barrel twist rate is either 1 in 7 inches or 1 in 9 inches. And this way, it'll handle both the old 55 grain M193 bullets as well as the current M855 and M855A1 NATO rounds. And for pistols, what we recommend, and once again, people want to argue, but we wanted the caliber of 9mm, because 9mm is the most popular caliber in the world. You go into any store in North America looking for ammunition for a pistol, the most readily available ammo is going to be 9mm. It's going to be the easiest to find. The military uses 9mm in their handguns, so there's always going to be plenty of battlefield pickup available. And we choose the Glock 17 as our common handgun. Now, there's people out there who are going to want to argue about choice of weapons and calibers and all that. If you've got your mind wed to something like 357 SIG or 45 GAP or something, you're going to be out of ammo quick. You're going to be out of magazines. There's going to be nobody to pick some more up from, and you're just going to be out of luck. So go with what is the most popular. And another thing about the AR-15 platform, you can mount your – you can zero the iron sights to you, your optics you can zero to you, your laser, if you have one, is going to be zeroed to you, your flashlight, any other accessories that mount on the upper receiver. And when you pick up an M4 carbine off a bloody street, all you got to do is pop the pins out of both the weapons and put their select fire lower on your upper receiver that you've already got tricked out. And now you have the added advantage of select fire. It's an easy swap. So the AR-15 makes the most sense out of any other weapon. Now, you can have specialty weapons, you know, for sniping or, you know, shotguns or whatever. But those are the two things you need to focus on, is a rifle and a pistol.
That is the most common sense, most logical advice I've ever heard anyone, you know, giving recommendations on weapons. That is for sure. And I'll bet you that you mentioned like a 62 grain. That's not a little heavy, but if you think about the sectional density, something coming out like basically a 22 caliber barrel, that thing, I bet you had to penetrate to the cows come home. I would shoot an elk with that thing, shooting right behind the ear, but I know I'm going off on a sidetrack, sidetrack right there. But people, now I know we're giving you a lot. Michael's giving you a lot, but keep in mind, keep your pencils and your paper ready. But listen, you can always go back into our archives, and normally our archives will be up probably early on Sunday morning. That's when our webmaster, when he usually gets them loaded, go back, and listen to all this, because I'm going to say this again, and you'll hear me say it throughout this course. Your life, there's a very good chance your life is going to depend on some of the advice that our instructors are giving you, because I'm telling you, unless we're all insane, unless everybody's insane that's coming on this program, most all the guys in the League of the South, most of the, we think, we're almost sure it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. Things get so bad, like Mogadishu, you know, like Phnom Penh, you know, just it's going to be a nightmare out of anything you can possibly imagine, and you can't go to pieces, you can't panic, you can't melt down, you have to steel yourself to this battle, and you know it's going to be awfully damn hard to steel yourself and protect your family if, like Michael said, if bam 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 and then you're out of ammo. So anyway, that's some fantastic advice, Mike. You know, how about now? You said about the pistol. How about let me think. Now, I know it'd be expensive, but do the manuals, has the League of the South settled on anything like any type of armor protection, like a bullet resistant vest or anything like that? And it probably would take one hell of a vest to stop a 62 grain, probably with the steel core. One of the military rounds, I think what they call the level 4 armor plate would, but I guess I'm going around the world saying, has the league settled on any type of like armor, any type of vest, if you can afford stuff like that for maybe our frontline guys?
Well, as you said, vests are expensive, but the price is coming down all the time. It's amazing what you can find at yard sales and surplus stores. And flea markets, there's a lot of armor plating available at some flea markets I've seen, but any armor is better than no armor at all. If you can get trauma plates and a plate carrier, that'd be great. You're gonna want to be able to resist 5.56 NATO. Think about getting threat level 4 plates if you can afford it. They'll stop everything up to a 30-06 armor piercing. If you can't get that, it's been a while since I've talked about armor and plate carriers and all. But that's what you should go for, is threat level 4 armor to stop rifle rounds. The trade-off, though, is it's very heavy, but you're going to have protection. So that's going to be something to be considered. And, you know, a lot of USGIs and fighting that alleged global war on terror, most of them are riding around in Humvees and MRAPs. They don't have to walk far. They haven't had to hump. And everything that you do is going to most likely be on foot. If you're going to fight the world's last nuclear superpower, you're going to be hunted like a wild animal. All right. You're going to be living in the woods and in a perpetual mode of escape and evasion. And you don't want to be weighed down. So, which brings up another point about caching. You and I had talked about caching supplies. Yes. And there's a really excellent manual that's available online in PDF format. And you can also purchase them through online companies. The League has its own manual, but the manual is based off of the U.S. Army Special Forces caching techniques. And the number on that manual is TC, as in training circular is what it stands for. It's TC31-29/A. And that is the be-all and end-all on the subject of caching, pretty much. So I would highly recommend that everybody that's thinking seriously about taking on the beast, that get that manual.
When we come back, I'll give that number out one more time. Right, we got to go to a break. Man, I tell you what, this is some dense information. This is like super condensed. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seat. This is vital information you need to know about.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham on Friday asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene after a lower court ordered him to testify before a special grand jury in Georgia investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in the state. In a filing with the court, attorneys for Graham, a top ally of Trump's, sought to halt his possible testimony while he continues to appeal the order to appear before the Fulton County Special Grand Jury. Graham's office described the South Carolina Republicans' filing as an attempt to defend the Constitution and the institutional interest of the Senate. A federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked the part of a New York state law that makes it a crime for people to carry guns into places of worship. U.S. District Judge John Sinatra Jr. sided with two Buffalo area clerics, joined by two gun rights organizations, who had sued and sought a temporary restraining order to stop the enforcement of the law while the case proceeds. The two sides are scheduled to argue the matter in court on November the 3rd, as Sinatra weighs whether to go further and issue a preliminary injunction. Among the provisions of the new law was a ban on guns in places of worship and other locations deemed sensitive. MIT has got a new boss.
MIT has announced a new president of the school Thursday. Sally Ann Kornbluth is a cell biologist and the James B. Duke Professor of Pharmacology and Cancer Biology at Duke University School of Medicine. Since 2014, she served as the provost at Duke, the first woman to serve in this role.
I want to spend time really getting to know the people and the institution. I want to hear the full range of views and perspectives, and I want to help the people of MIT make MIT even better.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
God bless you, people. I know you'll hear me say this over and over probably, but listen, people, I am so appreciative of the people that we've got coming on to not just Blood River Radio, not for our radio show, but to give a class to, because these people love, like Michael, Dr. Michael Hill, Michael Tubbs, Rand, everybody on our staff, they love white people. Monica Schaefer loves white people. She's told me that many times because I want to give up on like 90% of our white people and just throw them to the wolves. And she says, well, she's reminded me 100 times. She said, Eddie, I used to be one of those people you want to get rid of. She was a libtard at one time, and she woke up. How many people can be woke up awakened? I don't know. I guess I shouldn't be too hard on the ones on the mamby-pambies. I was tempted to play that Tip-a-toe through the tulips again for Michael Tubbs. I don't know if he heard it or not. But Mike, I know I'm going a little rabbit trail, but during the first hour, the second segment of the first hour, we played Tiny Tim's song, Tip-a-toe through the tulips.
Yeah, I heard it. We can do without it.
Yeah, I dedicated it to all of our peacenik friends. But anyway, folks, please pay attention and please show appreciation for the people we have on tonight. And if you will, send some money into the League of the South. You know, even if you can't join, I just dropped my phone. You can send in a donation. And if you got any extra, you can send it to Blood River because we want to go 3 hours in the first year, and it costs money. Anyway, we're going to go right back. Before we went to our break, we're going to go back to the U.S. Army Special Forces caching techniques, how you cache your weapons and stuff. So anyway, so take it away, Mike. I've already talked too much.
Yeah, you asked me to make that the name of that manual. It's a TC, as in Training Circular, 31-29/A, U.S. Army Special Forces caching techniques. And caching is going to be vitally important because you're going to put together all these supplies, weapons, ammunition, and you can't keep them in your house because eventually they're coming to your house. Like Dr. Hill was talking about earlier, when the British went to the supporters of the IRA and they burnt their house down. We've seen plenty of houses burnt down here by the government right here in the United States. And if you're on their radar, you probably won't be living in that house long. And there's nothing like spending thousands of dollars on your precious gun collection and ammunition and your plate carriers, and then having the government come and raid your house and take it all. Trust me, I've been there. I've done that. I know what it's like. I had some really nice stuff. That's another story. But the government got it. And even though I had some caches, so to speak, snitches led them to them anyway. But you don't want to suffer that route. You need to learn how to cache your belongings. And it doesn't have to be guns and ammo. It can be food. It can be fuel. It can be gold coins. It can be anything at all. And there's a lot of things that you're going to be needing when the supply line shut down that won't be readily available anymore. So you need to consider some of the things that you're going to need, not only to survive, for you and your family to survive, but how you're going to wage war. What are those tools going to be? So,
you know, Mike, you made a salient point. It really, 52 red flags went up when you told me something that makes me absolutely want to vomit. Snitches turned you in and turned your weapons cache in. You know, one of the items on my list, if I could find it, I've talked about intelligence. And I was talking to Dr. Hill earlier about snitches, moles, traitors, and Dr. Hill, here's an example of what they did to snitches in Northern Ireland. And just in case people are just tuning in, they took Dr. Hill was witness to the IRA dealing with a snitch or the traitor, and they took him in and they decapped his knees. I'm telling you what, I couldn't imagine going through that pain. I mean, you think getting the damn bamboo up under your fingernails is hurts. But, you know, Mike, I know you probably don't know what I'm going to ask. How? I probably should have asked Dr. Hill this. How did the Irish do it? How can we do it? How can we at least try to do the best we can to keep snitches, traitors out of our organization? I mean, would it be going too far to I know we don't have the FBI to go do a character or a background search on, for God forbid. What can we do? I don't know. I guess I sound crazy when I say lie detector test, but if somebody wants to come in and get in the league, they want to get close to an organization, how can we best vet them? How can we best keep moles and traitors, snitches from coming in, Mike? Do you have any idea?
Well, yeah. Throughout history, underground organizations have had to form cellular structures to survive. And the way you do that is, first of all, you only bring in people that you really trust. And these are family members, friends, extended family, church members, people from work, people that you've known for a long time who are sympathetic and of like mind. Recruitment from the population is just a sure way to bring in snitches. You can do general recruiting, and you can do some precision recruiting on people that you know and you already trust. And, you know, people who get recruited from the big net, you know, they can be isolated in such a way that they don't know what the inner circle is doing, and given limited information until they can prove themselves that they're trustworthy. You can do your own background checks through various online people searches. You can look at their social media pages, you know, check their friends and family out and see what they're like. There's just a lot of precautions that can be taken to avoid it. It's not foolproof. I've dealt with a few snitches in the past who got close to me, and they were eventually found out through the grace of God. One was working for the ATF, and another one was working for some sort of joint task force that included both federal, state, and local law enforcement. They didn't find out anything. They weren't successful in arresting anybody. But still, they're there, and that's always going to be a threat. You're always going to have agents provocateur, moles, snitches, people who are looking for a paycheck from the government. It's just part of the life, okay? If anybody's too squeamish to deal with that, well, they better go learn to knit or something, because this is a dangerous business. We're talking about, at least in the League of the South, we're talking about breaking away a substantial piece of terrain from the world's last nuclear superpower. And they're not going to like that. But the empire is falling apart. They're getting weaker every day. It's just full of buffoons. And, you know, it's getting easier for us every day with the way the empire is weakening.
I hear that. I hope and pray to God that's the case. You know, people, and you know, just going back to what Dr. Hill said, Dr. Hill reminded us that this buffoon in the White House, this is Satan worshiping Biden, he said, talking to the American people, if the American people before you, you might ought to think twice about fighting the government, because we have F-16s and we have nuclear bombs. But, you know, I would say, like some of the Vietnamese leaders said, it's mighty hard to fight someone when they're holding on to your belt.
Yeah, the United States had nuclear weapons and jet fighter aircraft and bombers in Vietnam. Before that, Korea, the United States military, for all their hoorah, no offense, the average grunt on the ground, because I was one, but and we could not beat the North Koreans and the Chinese, okay? All we could do was fight them into an armistice, which lasts until this day. It's really, we're in a perpetual state of war with the North Koreans. Vietnam, that was a horrible disaster, even with all the U.S. technology that was brought to bear. The Viet Cong and North Vietnamese Army were excellent fighters, and they were willing to give everything that it took to win. They didn't really have to win. They just had to outlast the U.S. military. And that's the way it is with pretty much any guerrilla conflict. If you can outlast the bully, then you're going to win. And then look at lately in Iraq and Afghanistan, okay? All that high-tech U.S. technology didn't do squat for winning anything. And now we get all these chest thumpers talking about, let's take on Russia. Man, you better get your head straight, because that ain't Iraqis or Afghanis or Vietnamese peasants, okay? This ain't the sandal-wearing goat herders anymore.
You know, it might be kind of a rabbit trail, but you brought up one of the subjects that's really near to me. I've midnight requisitioned a few of these Ukrainian flags you see flying everywhere around these, you know, communist faggots down in Midtown. There's the damn music already. People, hold on to your seats. I can't believe this is the last break already, man. We're going to come right back with the one and only Michael Tubbs, the head honcho of the League of the South, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, maybe repeating myself, but we're just now getting into this series of college-level courses. You're not going to get this kind of... Tell me any college you can go in the United States, unless you're white with VMI or maybe... West Point, but even West Point's then got faggoted down now. You know, they've got the lesbian blacks in there. They're ordering white men around. I mean, it's such a joke. Like Nancy hit the other day. No, it was Miss Valerie Protopapas. She said, you know, they're taking the names down off of the various military installations like Fort Bragg, Fort Benning, places like that, and they're putting up these other, you know, communist Black Lives Matter names. And Miss Valerie made an excellent point. She said, well, most of our dead heroes, like General Lee, General Forrest, Stonewall Jackson, they wouldn't want their name on a faggoty-ass place like that. But anyway, people, if you will, please show appreciation for our people we have on the night. And Michael Tubbs, he is the chairman of, or the director of the Florida League of the South. Dr. Hill, he's the director of the whole League of the South. If you could send some money in to Dr. Hill or Michael Tubbs. But if you send it to Dr. Hill, you can earmark it. You say 50% for Dr. Hill, 50% for Michael Tubbs. If you would send a donation to the League of the South, because we're planning a lot of stuff, and these guys are really gracious coming here on their own time. I know Michael Tubbs works a very hard job. He puts in a lot of time during the week. Dr. Hill works, you know, he's tied up. If you have any extra money, you send the Blood River Radio a few bucks, because we want to go to the third hour at the first year. Matter of fact, I talked to Sam about this today, not a long time, but a little bit. But anyway, Mike, we were going back. We were talking about snitches and traitors and things like that. I would love, in fact, when I'm thinking about this, I know Cameron wouldn't do it because he got too much stuff to do. I would love to get somebody who is really a whiz, and you might know him, Mike, I don't know. They would only be able to say a certain amount. Somebody who is really, I mean, a top-notch whiz with communications. I have a friend of mine, matter of fact, he's a family member, a distant family member, who's in what they call, I think it's the cybersecurity. But we need some people like that. And so I'm not going to advertise for it because it'd be my luck. We get somebody with the NSA. So, yeah, we'd be glad to do that for you, to come in here. We'll volunteer for you. And then we would have to do a kneecap job on them, which, you know,
we have a lot of people that are qualified in that field. We got some of them in the League of the South. Ham radio is going to be absolutely essential for communicating when the grid goes down and things get ugly like they have in other countries when this empire falls apart. All forms of radio communications will have a part to play, whether it's a family radio service, radio, FRS, general mobile radio service, GMRS, CB radios, ham radios. They're all useful for a particular notch in the program. So our people really do need to get up on radio communications, because you need a system of communications that's not dependent on somebody else's infrastructure. And that's going to be cured by radio.
You know what? I was thinking about this. I have an shortwave radio, and like the idiot I am, I was deer hunting and a couple of years ago, and I left it outside. I was sleeping in a tent. Of course, I never seen a tent yet that didn't leak. And I was up by myself in the Natchez Trace State Forest. But Mike, you rattled some stuff off. I'm thinking, what in the hell is he talking about? Like my first day of chemistry class years ago. What can you recommend? What you said makes a lot of sense. I was thinking the same thing. Now, you may not know this, but I bet you do. Al, can a shortwave radio, if the members of the League of the South are defense guys, will they have to? They wouldn't have to have an exact brand to a shortwave radio or ham radio to communicate with each other, would they? And if do you have any recommendations for? And I'm way out of my league here. On a ham radio, a shortwave radio, anything that like that, because communications, intercommunications with our men, our people, League of the South, and you know our people that are men in the field, communications, you have to have it. Give us a little bit of knowledge on that to your ability. How are we going to communicate with each other when everything goes to hell? Tell us a little bit about that, Mike.
I'm a little bit hesitant about recommending a particular brand or model of radio because there's so many out there and many of them duplicate each other's abilities. What I would really suggest is that you start getting training in radio communications immediately. And the best way to do this is to get your ham license. There's three grades of ham license, and there's places that will volunteer to teach you classes for free. I went through a class myself. It was like 7 weeks long. I mean, one day a week for 7 weeks. And then they have free testing. And I'm kind of torn on the whole government issuance of licenses and stuff for a ham radio. But you've got to get the knowledge. You've got to get the experience. And then you can make an informed decision on what kind of radio equipment you'll buy. And there's ham radio clubs all over the United States. The ARRL, Amateur Radio Relay League, is one of them. And there's probably a couple more. I just can't bring the names up right now. But get the training so you'll know what questions to ask and you'll know what kind of equipment to look for. It's going to start with the training. You got to be real careful when you're using ham radio. It's policed by the people who are licensed themselves. They don't want any buffoonery going on their airwaves, and they're quick to track down people who break the rules. But you need to learn how to operate a radio and, you know, how to use an antenna, how to improvise an antenna, what kind of antenna is going to reach how far for you. You know, different times of day and night, you're going to get different distances. So the only way you're going to learn all this and learn to operate properly is with training. So I would suggest get your ham license as soon as possible.
You know, it seems like for every time we think about building a better mousetrap, the nature of building a better mouse to infiltrate our stuff, you know, you just brought up something I didn't think about. Now, if we're our people, just say, for instance, the league and our people that are with the league, you know, all of our people are listening to us that we're going to try to educate and guide, you know, if there's people, there's always probably going to be a number of communists, Satan worshipers, these BLMs, Antifa. Now, are they going to be able to, say, for instance, we're running an operation, we're using our ham radio. I'm probably going way off track tonight, but everything you say makes me think of something else. Are they going to be able to, to knock us off the air in any way, you know, to try to jam our radio frequencies? You may not know that. I may be asking too deep of questions. So, I mean, will we be able to operate? Go ahead.
If you're worried about Antifa or BLM, I wouldn't worry too much about the technological abilities, not to underplay the fact that they are training in various fields, some of them more so than our own people. They're getting ready. They're preparing themselves. They've been in the street pulling triggers for a while now, burning things down. They're getting some experience. a lot of Antifa are actually going overseas and fighting in Syria and other places to get some trigger time to bring back to the United States. But as far as jamming our communications, I mean, you would have to, you know, basically, you know, the amateur way of doing it would be to overpower on the same frequency that we're using. And that would mean that they'd have to figure out what frequency we're using. And way to avoid that, there's frequency hopping radios that you can purchase, even in CBs and GMRSs and such, which would avoid that. And not just basic radio discipline, not transmitting on the same frequencies more than once every several days, constantly moving, transmitting from different locations, et cetera. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. I think some of this is covered in the Resistance to Tyranny book I was telling you about. There's a couple other good books that might touch on it that I'd like to mention. There's an ex-Special Forces guy who goes by the pen name of John Mosby. If you start Googling everything I'm getting ready to tell you, you'll be able to find his books online. The guy's name is John Mosby. He's publishing these books through what he calls Warhammer 6 Press, and he's got a couple of good books. The first one I got from him was called The Reluctant Partisan, Volume 1, The Guerrilla. And the other one is The Reluctant Partisan, Volume 2, The Underground, and subtitled An Unconventional Approach to Surviving the Collapse of Society. And he's out of Idaho Falls, Idaho, and his books are absolutely excellent. Like I said, this guy's the ex-Special Forces guy. This is what they taught him in the Q course. In Volume 1, it's got all kinds of training programs for rifle and pistol and land nav and all kinds of things, hand-to-hand combat. It's a good primer. You can't learn everything from a book, but you got to start somewhere, and the book is the way to go.
I tell you what, man, I see right now my learning curve is way down. I was just telling our guys during the break, talking to our audience now, that I got this new phone, and I'm still amazed at what these phones can do. I've told Cameron many times, if I could just get the time, I've got to go take some courses in a computer to get up to speed, to maybe to learn these radios like Michael's talking. Michael, I'll tell you what, your knowledge greatly exceeds. I'm blown away with you, the knowledge you have. I was blown away with Dr. Hill. This has been one hell of an hour. We don't have a lot of time left, but, I guess we could start. Do you have any place you would like to go, for instance, like our morale officer, you think we really need a chaplain? Because, I know Blood River Radio is a Christian radio. It's a Christian network, a Christian foundation. You're a hardcore Christian. Dr. Hill's a Christian. I'm trying to figure out where the hell I want to go with this. There's so many ways I could go. I guess I could just say, since we're getting close to being out of time, none of this, no matter how great experts we have on, no matter how good advice we give you, you got to have it to win a war. You got to have it to survive. But unless, I know Michael will agree with this, unless we turn to God, unless we humble ourselves and repent of our sins, amend our ways, people, there is no chance for us to survive. And I know Mike would agree, we're against the devil himself. And we've run completely out of time. This has been the most fascinating show we've had. This is not even a show, it's a broadcast. This is a revival broadcast. Michael Hill, God bless you, sir, my younger brother in arms. Thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for donating your time, your expertise to our people out here, our white people, to try to help them survive, to help them protect their family from being exterminated. Thank you, little Cameron, our precious little radio guy. He's like a grandchild to us. He's so young. Thank you, dear Blood River Radio family. We'll be here same time, same place next week. It'll be the 29th of October. We're going to continue with this course of operations. So good night, everybody.